Navadvip Maya Puridham Ki Jai, Jagannath Puridham Ki Jai, Gangamay Jamuna Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai, Gaur Premananda. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru Gauranga Namah Shri Jai. Srimate Bhaktivinoda Swami Iti Namah Namaste Saraswati. Pandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutah Padakamala. Sri Guru and Vaishnavam Sutra. Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitham Sutra. Sadvaitam Sadvajitam Parijana Saita Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lavita Sri Radha Krishna Padam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So it's August 29, 2010 in Nueka Chakra in Slovakia. A reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 22, The Marriage of Kardal Muni and Devahuti, Text 16.
Čítame zo Srimad Bhagavatamu 3. spevu 22. kapitoly, ktorá sa nazýva Svadba Kardama Muniho z Devahuti, verš číslo 16.
Kama sabuya naradevatesya.
Kama sabuya naradevatesya.
Putra samanaya vido pratita.
Putra samanaya vido pratita.
Kaevate tanayam nadrieta.
Kaevate tanayam nadrieta.
Swayaiva kantya kshipatimi vashriyam.
Swayaiva kantya kshipatimi vashriyam.
Kama
sabuya naradevatesya.
Putra
samanaya vidhau pratita.
Kaevate tanayam
nadrieta. Svayaiva kantya kshipatim vibhashriyam.
Kama sabhuya naradevatesya.
Putryah samam naya vidhau pratitah.
Putryah samam naya vidhau pratitah.
Ka eva te tanayam nadrieta.
Svayaiva kantya kshipatim iva shriyam.
Ladies.
Kama sabhuya naradevatesya.
Putra
samanaya vidhau pratita.
Ka eva te tanayam nadrieta.
Svayaiva kantya kshipatim iva shriyam.
Kama sabhuya naradevatesya.
Putra samanaya vidhau pratita.
Ka eva te tanayam nadrieta.
Svayaiva kantya kshipatim iva shriyam.
Kamaha. Desire.
Tužba.
Saha.
That.
Ta.
Bhuyat.
Bhuyat.
Let it be fulfilled.
Let it be fulfilled.
Nech sa naplní.
Nech sa naplní.
Naradeva.
Naradeva.
O king.
O king. O král.
O král.
Te.
Te.
Your.
Your. Tvoje.
Tvoje.
Asyaha.
Asyaha.
This.
This. Tejto.
Tejto.
Putriaha.
Putriaha.
Of the daughter.
Of the daughter. Dcery.
Samanaya Vidau.
Samanaya Vidau.
In the process of the Vedic scriptures.
In the process of the Vedic scriptures.
Spôsobom podľa vedských písiem.
Spôsobom podľa vedských písiem.
Pratitaha.
Pratitaha.
Recognized.
Recognized. Uznávaným.
Uznávaným.
Kaha.
Kaha.
Who.
Who.
Kto.
Kto.
Eva.
Eva.
In fact.
In fact. Iste.
Te.
Te.
Your.
Your. Tvojo.
Tvojo.
Tanayam.
Tanayam.
Daughter.
Daughter. Ceru.
Ceru.
Na adrieta.
Na adrieta.
Would not adore.
Would not adore. By neúctieval.
Svaja.
Svaja.
By her own.
By her own.
Svojou.
Svojou.
Eva.
Eva.
Alone.
Alone.
Samotnou.
Samotnou.
Kantia.
Kantia.
Bodily luster.
Žiarivou krásou svojho tela.
Žiarivou krásou svojho tela.
Kšípatím.
Kšípatím.
Excelling.
Excelling. Prekonáva.
Prekonáva.
Iva.
Iva.
As if.
Ako keby.
Ako keby.
Šriam.
Šriam.
Ornaments.
Ornaments.
Šperky.
Šperky.
It's interesting here that Prabhupada uses the word adore.
Je zaujímavé, že Prabhupada tu používa slovo uctievať.
Sometimes Prabhupada talks about giving up all the material affection for your family members.
Niekedy Prabhupada hovorí o tom, aby sme sa zdali všetkých tých rodinných náklonností pre rodinných členov.
Whereas here Kardama Muni is saying, who would not adore Devahuti?
Zatiaľ čo Kardama Muni tu hovorí, kto by neúctieval Devahuti.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Let your daughter's desire for marriage, which is recognized in the Vedic scriptures, be fulfilled. Who would not accept her hand? She is so beautiful that by her bodily luster alone, she excels the beauty of her ornaments.
Preklada význam od ľubovskej milosti Šrilu Prabhupádu. Nech sa naplní túžba tvojej dcery mať svadbu, ako uznávajú vedské písma. Kto by neprijal jej ruku? Je tak nádherná, že samotnou žiarivou krásou svojho tela prekonáva nádheru svojich šperkov.
So we noticed here in the translation, it says that Devahuti's desire for marriage is recognized in the scriptures.
Takže my tu môžeme si povšimnúť, že tá túžba Devahuti po svadbe je uznaná vedskými písmami.
So this is the first guide for our own desires.
A toto je prvé také vedenie pre naše vlastné túžby.
Are they recognized by guru, sadhu and shastra?
Že či sú uznané guruom, sadhuom a šastrou.
And in Prabhupada's purport he's going to talk about the system of marriage according to the shastra.
A Prabhupada v tomto význame bude hovoriť o systéme manželstiev podľa šastry.
This is our guide.
To je naše vedenie.
Just like if you get some piece of machinery.
Ako napríklad, keď získate nejaký kus nejakého stroja, mašiny.
You get this machine.
Máte túto mašinku.
You can try just pushing the buttons.
Tak môžete sa pokúsiť len zmačkať tie gombiky.
Or you can get a guide.
Alebo získate nejaký návod na to.
Best thing is you get a guide and a teacher.
A najlepšia vec je, keď získate návod a zároveň aj učiteľa.
No Prabhupada's purpose. Kardama Muni wanted to marry Devahuti in the recognized manner of marriage prescribed in the scriptures. As stated in the Vedic scriptures, the first class process is to call the bridegroom to the home of the bride and hand her to him in charity with a dowry of necessary ornaments, gold, furniture, and other household paraphernalia. This form of marriage is prevalent among higher class Hindus even today, and is declared in the Shastras to confer great religious merit on the bride's father. To give a daughter in charity to a suitable son-in-law is considered to be one of the pious activities of a householder. There are 8 forms of marriage mentioned in the scripture Manu Samhita, but only one process of marriage, Brahma or Rajasika marriage, is now current. Other kinds of marriage, by love, by exchange of garlands, or by kidnapping the bride, are now forbidden in this Kali age. Formerly, Kshatriyas would, at their pleasure, kidnap a princess from another royal house, and there would be a fight between the Kshatriya and the girl's family. Then, if the kidnapper was the winner, the girl would be offered to him for marriage. Even Krishna married Rukmini by this process, and some of his sons and grandsons also married by kidnapping. Krishna's grandsons kidnapped Duryodhana's daughter, which caused a fight between the Kuru and Yadu families. Afterwards, an adjustment was made by the elderly members of the Kuru family. Such marriages were current in bygone ages, but at the present moment they are impossible because the strict principles of Kshatriya life have practically been abolished. Since India has become dependent on foreign countries, the particular influences of her social orders have been lost. Now, according to the scriptures, everyone is a Shudra. The so-called Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas have forgotten their traditional activities, and in the absence of these activities, they are called Shudras. It is said in the scriptures, Kalo Shudra Sambhavaha. In the age of Kali, everyone will be like Shudras. The traditional social customs are not followed in this age, although formerly they were followed strictly.
Význam. Kardáma Muni sa chcel oženiť z Devahuty spôsobom predpísaným v písmach. Ako je povedané vo vedskej literatúre, prvotriedný spôsob je pozvať ženicha do domu nevesty a predať mu ju ako dar spoločne s venom, ktoré tvorí nezbytné šperky, zlato, nábytok a ďalšie vybavenie domácnosti. Tento druh svadby je aj dnes bežný medzi hinduistami vyšších tried a v šástrach je o ňom povedané, že prináša otcovi nevesty veľké náboženské zásluhy. Dať darom dceru vhodnému zaťovi sa považuje za jednu zo zbožných činností hospodára. V písme zvanom Manu Smriti je uvedených 8 druhov svadieb, ale v súčasnej dobe je obvykla iba jedna forma, svadba Brahma alebo Rajasika. Iné druhy svadieb, milostná výmenou girland alebo únosom nevesty, sú v Kaliuge zakázané. V minulosti kšatriovia často zo svojej vôle uniesli princeznu z iného kráľovského domu a medzi rodinou kšatriu a uneseného dievčaťa došlo k boju. Pokiaľ únosca zvíťazil, mohol sa s dievčaťom oženiť. Dokonca aj Krišna sa z Rukmini oženil týmto spôsobom a niektorí z jeho synov a vnukov tiež uniesli svoje nevesty. Krišnovi vnúci uniesli dceru Duryodhanu, čo viedlo k boju medzi rodinami Kurovcov a Jaduovcov. Neskôr spor urovnali starší členovia kurovskej rodiny. Takéto svadby boli v dávnych dobách bežné, ale v súčasnosti nepripadajú do úvahy, pretože prísne zásady kšatrijského života prakticky zanikli. Keďže India začala závisieť na cudzích zemiach, vymizli z nej určité vplyvy spoločenských tried. Teraz je podľa písiem každý šúdrov. Takzvaní brahmanovia, kšatriovia a vajšovia zabudli na svoje tradičné činnosti a keďže nevykonávajú to, čo majú, nazývajú sa šúdrovia. V písmach je povedané Kalau Shudra Sambhavaha. Vo veku Kali bude každý ako šúdra. V tomto veku sa nedodržujú tradičné spoločenské zvyky, napriek tomu, že sa prísne v minulosti dodržovali.
Kamasabhuyam naradevatesya puchya samannaya viropatita kaevate tanayam nadrieta swayaiva kancha kshipatim ivashriyam. Let your daughter's desire for marriage, which is recognized in the Vedic scriptures, be fulfilled. Who would not accept her hand? She is so beautiful that by her bodily luster alone she excels the beauty of her ornaments.
Nech sa naplní túžba tvojej dcery mať svadbu, ako uznávajú vedské písma. Kto by neprijal jej ruku? Je tak nádherná, že samotnou žiarivou krásou svojho tela prekonáva nádheru svojich šperkov.
So Prabhupada here talks about Krishna kidnapping Rukmini and Sambha kidnapping Lakshmana.
Takže Prabhupada tu hovorí o tom, ako Krishna uniesol Rukmini a Samba uniesol Lakshmanu.
So we don't worship some impersonal god.
Takže my neúctiame nejakého neosobného boha.
Just peace and light.
Len pokoj a svetlo.
He's a little wild.
On je trošku divý.
Very romantic.
A veľmi romantický.
This is every woman has this fantasy that some man is going to be so attracted to me that he'll carry me off.
A každá žena má takú fantáziu, predstavu, že nejaký muž bude ku mne tak priťahovaný, že on ma unesie.
He'll rescue me from some nasty man.
Že on ma zachráni pred nejakým nechutným mužom.
And the men, they all want to be heroes, right?
A muži, oni všetci chcú byť hrdinovia.
I'll save some poor innocent young girl from a demon.
Že ja teraz zachránim nejakú chudák nevinnú dievčinu z rúk toho démona.
And there are so many books and movies like this.
A je toľko veľa kníh a filmov o tom.
How the hero saves the poor woman from a demon.
Ako tí hrdinovia zachránia tie chudák dievčiny z rúk démonov.
Or he's so infatuated with the girl that he just carries her off into the sunset.
Alebo je tak unesený tým dievčaťom, že jednoducho ho unesie.
So Krishna actually does this.
Ale Krishna v skutočnosti to robí.
He fights.
On bojuje.
His romance and fighting.
Takže on prežíva tie romance a bojuje.
So our story starts on a battlefield.
A náš príbeh začína na bojovom poli.
Jarasandha was attacking for the 18th time.
A Jarasandha, on útočil 18 krát.
This is a typical demon.
To je typický démon.
He's been defeated 17 times.
Bol porazený 17 krát.
And really defeated.
A naozaj porazený.
His whole army was wiped out.
Jeho celá armáda bola vyhladená.
And he was arrested.
A on bol uväznený.
He didn't even have a chariot.
A nemal dokonca ani voz.
And Krishna's army was not touched.
A Krishnova armáda nebola ani dotknutá.
And still he thought, I'm gonna win next time.
Ale napriek tomu on myslel, budúce vyhrám.
Just like every life, all of our plans are defeated.
Ako v každom živote, všetky naše plány sú porazené.
We die.
My umrieme.
We leave everything.
Všetko opustíme.
We don't even get to keep our chariot.
Dokonca si nemôžeme zobrať do sebou ani svoj voz.
And we think, I'll come back again and I'll try again.
A myslíme si, vrátim sa naspäť a opäť sa pokúsim.
I will conquer the material energy.
Dobijem materiálnu prírodu.
So on the 18th time Krishna wasn't interested to fight with him anymore.
Takže na 18. krát Krishna už nemal záujem s ním opäť bojovať.
At the same time Kalyavana was attacking.
A zároveň Kalyavana útočil.
So first Krishna dealt with Kalyavana.
Tak najskôr sa Krishna vysporiadal s Kalyavanom.
By bringing him to the cave of Muchukunda.
Tým, že ho priviedol do jaskyne Muchukundu.
Who was disturbed, woke up and burned Kalyavana to ashes.
Ktorý bol s tým rozrušený, zobudil sa a svojím pohľadom spálil Kalyavanu na popol.
Then Krishna and Balaram ran away from Jarasandha.
A potom Krishna a Balaram ušli od Jarasandhu.
They ran up a big mountain.
Oni vybehli na veľkú horu.
And they jumped off.
A skočili.
They jumped a total of 88 miles.
A oni skočili z výšky 88 mil.
Probably about 200 kilometers.
To je zhruba 200 kilometrov.
So they jumped so far.
Takže oni proste skočili.
That Jarasandha didn't see where they were anymore.
Takým spôsobom, alebo taký skok, že oni už Jarasandha nevidel, kde sú.
And he burned the mountain.
A on spálil tú horu.
And he thought, okay, now they're dead.
A myslel si, a už sú mŕtvi.
And he left.
A odišiel.
So that was because Krishna had some more important business.
A to bolo preto, že Krishna mal nejakú dôležitejšiu úlohu inde.
So meanwhile,
a zatiaľ,
in the kingdom of Vidarbha,
v kráľovstve Vidarbu,
there was King Bhishmaka.
Bol král Bhishmaka.
He had 5 sons and 1 daughter.
A mal 5 synov a jednu dcéru.
And his daughter wanted to marry Krishna.
A jeho dcéra sa chcela vydať za Krishnu.
Just by hearing about him.
Jednoducho len tak, že o ňom počula.
Her father also wanted her to marry Krishna.
A jej otec tiež chcel, aby sa vydala za Krišnu.
And four of her brothers wanted her to marry Krishna.
A štyria z jej bratov tiež chceli, aby sa vydala za Krišnu.
In fact, the whole city wanted her to marry Krishna.
V skutočnosti celé mesto chcelo, aby sa vydala za Krišnu.
But her oldest brother misused his position as the oldest brother.
Ale ten najstarší brat, on zneužil tú svoju pozíciu svojho ako najstaršieho brata.
And he negotiated her marriage with Shishupal.
A on ako dohodol jej svadbu so Shishupalom.
Not because he thought that his sister liked Shishupal.
A nie preto, že si myslel, že jeho sestra má rada Shishupala.
Remember yesterday we were saying that people who arrange the marriage, they should take the wishes and the desires of the people into account.
Spomente si, včera sme o tom hovorili, že rodičia tých, ktorí sa idú brať, tak majú brať do úvahy prianie tých, čo sa idú brať.
But he was just wanting his sister to marry Shishupal just to try to hurt Krishna.
Ale on chcel, aby jeho sestra si zobrala Shishupala len preto, aby zranil Krishnu.
Now it said that he had a lot of affection for his sister.
A it is said that
he had a lot of affection
on
for
mal,
his sister.
On mal veľa náklonnosti k svojej sestre.
Because later on his daughter married his sister's son and his granddaughter married his sister's grandson.
Pretože neskôr jeho dcéra, I don't know this relationship.
Okay, Rukmi's daughter married his sister's son.
Takže dcéra Rukmini si potom neskôr...
Rukmiho,
tak Rukmu. Dcéra Rukmu si potom zobrala...
Rukmo is Rukmi's? Rukmo is his daughter? That means the daughter of Rukmi?
Rukmu
means belonging to
male when I want to say this.
You have to change the name.
Yes. I have Rukmu. Takže tá dcera Rukmu si
but okay. You all know it's Rukmu. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Tá dcera Rukmu si neskôr potom zobrala koho?
Syna Rukmini.
Sina Rukmini.
And Rukmi's granddaughter married his sister's grandson.
Povedz to ty, ja som z tých.
Rukmiho si dobral nožku Rukmini.
Did you all hear that?
Proste boli to prepadenie cez tri generácie.
Yes.
Okay. So he loved his sister very much.
Takže on miloval svoju dceru veľmi.
And yet he arranged for her to go in a marriage that she didn't want.
A napriek tomu on zaranžoval svadbu, ktorú nechcela.
Maybe he's thinking, well, after she marries Shishupal, she'll see what a nice guy he is.
A možno, že si myslel, že potom, ako si Shishupala zoberie, tak zistí, aký on je dobrý muž.
And he already arranged the marriage.
A on už zaranžoval tú svadbu.
And the king felt trapped.
A ten král sa cítil ako
he felt stuck.
Bol z toho ako spútaný, v pasti sa cítil, hej.
He didn't want to go against his oldest son.
On nechcel ísť proti svojmu najstaršiemu synovi.
So it wasn't his desire, but he said okay.
Nebola to jeho túžba, ale povedal dobre.
So remember this, that this was the king's desire.
Takže spomeňme si na to, toto bola kráľova túžba.
So they told Rukmini at the last minute.
A on povedal Rukmini v poslednej minúte.
That the day after tomorrow you're going to marry Shishupal.
Že na pozajtra sa ideš vydať za Shishupala.
No warning.
A žiadne varovanie tam nebolo.
So she was a princess.
Takže ona bola princezná.
That means she was educated.
A ona bola, to znamená, že bola vzdelaná.
She understood diplomacy.
Ona chápala diplomáciu.
She didn't just sit and cry.
Ona nesedela len niekde tak a neplakala.
Maybe she cried a little bit.
Možno, že trošku plakala.
Sometimes we ask the question, if we're in some difficulty, what should we do?
Niekedy sa pýtame tú otázku, keď máme nejaký problém, čo by sme mali robiť.
Do we just say, okay, it's Krishna's will?
Len povieme, že okay, je to Krishnova vôľa?
Or do we try to counteract it?
Alebo sa pokúšame s tým niečo urobiť?
So we see that the devotees, they will often try to counteract it.
Tak my vidíme, že oddaní častokrát sa snažia s tým niečo urobiť.
But you have to make sure your method of counteraction.
ale musíte sa uistiť, že tá metóda toho, čo s tým viete urobiť,
is legal, moral and ethical.
Je legálna, morálna a etická.
One devotee asked me the other day, some people stole some money from my company.
Keď nejaký oddaný sa ma spýtal nedávno, že nejakí ľudia mi ukradli peniaze z mojej spoločnosti.
Is it okay if we go to their place in the middle of the night and steal it back?
A je to v poriadku, keď my v strede noci ideme k ním a ukradneme si ich naspäť?
So generally we should only counteract if it's legal, moral and ethical.
Takže vo všeobecnosti by sme mali niečo ako naoplátku robiť len vtedy, keď je to legálne, morálne a etické.
And if our means of counteraction will not harm our spiritual life.
A keď tie prostriedky, ktorým to robíme, neublížia nášmu duchovnému životu.
So Rukmini had a proper alternative.
A Rukmini, ona mala dobrú alternatívu.
So she called for a Ramana.
Ona zavolala Brahmanu.
Brahmana. Does anyone know who this Brahmana was in his previous life or in his next life?
A niekto vie, že kto bol tento Brahmana v minulom živote a potom v budúcom? Kto?
This is his service as he arranges Krishna's marriage.
Takže to je jeho služba, že on aranžuje Krišnove svadby.
In his previous life he also arranged a marriage of an incarnation of Krishna.
V predchádzajúcom živote tiež zaranžoval svadbu inkarnácie Krišnu.
And in his next life he arranges a marriage of an incarnation of Krishna.
A v budúcom živote tiež zaranžoval tú svadbu Krišnu.
Who arranged Lord Ramachandra's marriage?
Kto zaranžoval svadbu pána Ramachandru?
We don't know.
Who took Ram and Lakshman to the forest to kill the demons?
Kto zobral Rama a Lakshmanu do lesa, aby zabili démonov? Vishvamitra.
Vishvamitra. So Vishvamitra also brought Ram and Lakshman to Mithila so that Ram could marry Sita.
Takže Vishvamitra tiež doniesol Ramu a Lakshmanu do Mithily, aby Rama si mohol zobrať Situ.
And this is also the Brahmin who arranged the marriage between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lakshmi.
A je to tiež ten istý Brahman, ktorý zaranžoval svadbu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a Lakshmi.
So he likes arranging marriages.
Takže on rád aranžuje svadby.
This Vishvamitra is an interesting person.
A Vishvamitra, on je veľmi zaujímavá osoba.
He was a kshatriya.
On bol kshatriya.
And in one life he became a brahmana.
A v jednom živote sa stal brahmanom.
Without having to die and take birth again.
Bez toho, aby umrel a musel sa znova narodiť.
Of course it took him 60,000 years of tapasya.
Samozrejme, zabralo mu to 60,000 rokov tapasie.
And he not only became a brahmana, he became a maharishi and a brahmarishi.
A nie, že sa stal len brahmanom, ale sa stal maharishiom a brahmarishiom.
And he had some problems on the way.
A medzi tým mal aj nejaké problémy tam.
He attacked Vishvamitra.
On zautočil na Vishvamitra.
Vishvamitra attacked Vasistha.
Takže Vishvamitra, on zautočil na Vasištu.
He killed all of Vasistha's children.
A zabil všetky deti jej sestry.
He was envious of Vasistha's cow.
A on závidel tú krávu tej sestry.
And then he fell victim to lust.
A potom sa stal obeťou chtíču.
With the demigoddess Menaka.
S polobohyňou Menakou.
And then to anger.
A potom podľahol hnevu.
With the demigoddess Ramba.
S polobohyňou Rambou.
So it was not a smooth path.
Takže nebola to nejaká hladká cesta.
But he did become a pure devotee.
Ale on sa stal čistým oddaným.
So even if we have many difficulties on our path.
Takže dokonca aj keď máme veľa ťažkostí na našej ceste.
And we are on a much better path than he was on.
A my sme na ďaleko lepšej ceste, ako on bol.
He was on the mystic yoga path.
On bol na ceste mystickej jogy.
But still he became a pure devotee.
Ale napriek tomu sa stal čistým oddaným.
Anyway, so this is the Brahmana.
Takže toto je Brahmana.
And Rukmini gives him a sealed letter.
A Rukmini mu dala zapečatený dopis.
Please take this to Krishna in Dwarka.
Prosím, doruč toto Krishnovi v Dwarake.
So of course to get to Dwarka you had to cross the ocean.
Takže najskôr, keď sa chcete dostať do Dwaraky, musíte prekonať oceán.
Sometimes it seems that way in our service.
A niekedy sa to zdá, že to je aj v našej službe.
That in order to do our service we have to cross an ocean.
Že aby sme mohli urobiť našu službu, tak musíme prekonať nejaký oceán.
So then Krishna welcomes him.
A potom Krishna ho privítal.
He has him sit on his own seat.
Nechal ho sadnúť si na svoju vlastné sedátko.
He washes his feet.
Umyl mu nohy.
Says he worshipped him just like the demigods worship Krishna.
A uctil ho tak ako polobohovia uctievajú Krishnu.
Gave him some food.
Dal mu nejakú potravu.
Had him rest.
Nechal ho nech si odpočinie.
In those days they did things in a civilized fashion.
A v tých dobách veci robili civilizovaným spôsobom.
Now we just want to do everything fast.
Dneska my chceme robiť všetko veľmi rýchlo.
We would just open the door.
My len otvoríme dvere.
Krishna, Krishna, I have a letter.
Krishna, Krishna, mám pre teba dopis.
But it was a very urgent letter and still they were following etiquette.
Ale to bol veľmi taký naliehavý dopis. Urgentný, ale napriek tomu nasledovali etiketu.
And then Krishna said, for what reason have you crossed the uncrossable ocean?
A Krishna sa spýtal, kvôli akej príčine si prekročil neprekonateľný oceán.
If it's not a secret, you please tell me.
Ak to nie je tajomstvo, prosím, povedz mi.
So then this Brahmin read Rukmini's letter.
A potom ten Brahmana prečítal dopis Rukmini.
Obviously she could read and write.
A očividne ona mohla čítať a písať.
She told Krishna, she said, I have no shame, but I'm in love with you.
A ona tam napísala Krishnovi, že ja proste nemám hanbu v sebe, hej, ale ja si jednoducho ťa milujem.
So usually a young girl doesn't want to tell a boy she's in love.
Takže zvyčajne mladé dievča nechce povedať chlapcovi, že ho miluje.
She's a little shy.
Ona je trošku plachá.
But it was an emergency.
Ale pretože to bolo taká nutnosť.
So she says, I give up my shame.
Tak povedala, ja som sa zdala aj svojej tej hamblivosti.
And she said, you please come and kidnap me.
A ona povedala, prosím, prídi a unies ma.
And she gave him a whole plan.
A dala mu aj celý plán.
she said, I know you don't want to come inside the palace.
A ona povedala, ja viem, že nechceš vojsť dovnútra paláca.
Because then some of the women in the palace may be killed.
Pretože potom niektoré ženy v paláci by mohli byť tiež zabité.
But I will go to the temple of Durga or Gauri.
Ale ja pôjdem do chrámu Durgy alebo Gauri.
So when I am going or coming, that would be the perfect time.
Takže keď akurát budem na ceste, to bude ten najlepší čas.
Then Rukmini says something that's very significant for all of us.
A potom Rukmini povedala niečo, čo je veľmi významné pre nás všetkých.
She said, if I cannot attain you in this life,
a ona povedala, ak ťa nemôžem dosiahnuť v tomto živote,
then I am prepared to undergo austerities life after life.
Tak potom som pripravená podstúpiť odriekanie život za životom.
She's saying, I'm hoping I already did enough austerities in my previous life.
A povedala, ja dúfam, že som urobila už dosť odriekania v mojom predchádzajúcom
živote. That you will accept me now.
Že ty príjmeš mňa teraz.
So sometimes we become discouraged in Krishna.
A niekedy sa staneme takými odradenými vo vedomí Krishna.
Every day we're praying, Krishna, please accept me.
Každý deň sa modlíme, Krishna, prosím, príjmi ma.
This is the mood of the Hare Krishna mantra.
A to je nálada Hare Krishna mantry.
I'm being surrounded by Maya.
Ja som obkolesený Mayou.
Kidnap me.
Unies ma.
Take me out of the clutches of lust, anger and envy and greed.
Zober ma z tých chápadiel, chtíču, hnevu a chamtivosti.
Put me on your chariot and carry me away.
Zober ma na koč a odnes ma preč.
But if I'm not worthy,
ale ak si to nezaslúžim,
we don't get discouraged.
Tak my sa nestaneme z toho odradení.
Rukmini didn't say, well, if you don't come, well, I guess Krishna consciousness is too hard.
Rukmini nepovedala, že vieš, no ak neprídeš, tak si budem myslieť, že Krishna vedomie je príliš ťažké.
Oh well, maybe I'll just do a little Krishna consciousness.
Tak asi budem robiť len tak trošku vedomia Krishna.
Maybe I'll try hard later.
Možno, že tak viac sa budem snažiť až neskôr.
She said, I'm not going to give up.
Ona povedala, ja sa nevzdám.
And I'll never marry anybody else.
A nikdy si nevezmem nikoho iného.
If you don't come, I'll do austerity and give up my body.
Ak neprídeš, tak budem robiť odriekania, zdám sa svojho tela.
And then I will worship you life after life.
A potom budem ťa uctievať život za životom.
Very often if we have some little problem, we become so discouraged.
Často, keď máme nejaký malý problém, tak nás to hneď odradí.
We make some mistake.
My urobíme nejakú chybu.
We offend somebody.
My urobíme priestupok voči niekomu.
We struggle with controlling our senses.
My bojujeme s kontrolovaním, s ovládaním našich zmyslov.
And then we think, oh, it's too hard.
To je príliš, je to ťažké.
I give up.
Ja to nechám tak.
Or I'll just do some half Krishna consciousness.
Alebo budem robiť vedome Krishnu len tak napol.
I'll chant my rounds, but you know, I'll become lax.
Takže budem v tom taký uvoľnený, budem si len tak voľne.
And Krishna wants to see how much do you really want me.
Ale Krishna chce vidieť, že ako ma naozaj chceš.
Prabhupada says in the first canto of the Bhagavatam.
Prabhupada hovorí v prvom kante Bhagavatam.
That we can get out of Maya just by desiring to get out.
Že my sa môžeme dostať z Máji len keď budeme túžiť sa dostať z toho.
But I desire to get out.
Ale ja túžim dostať sa.
Why am I not out?
Prečo ešte nie som von?
Krishna wants to see that we have as strong of a desire to for him as we have for so many things in this world.
Krishna chce vidieť, aby sme mali takú silnú túžbu po ňom, ako my máme silnú túžbu po mnohých veciach v tomto materiálnom svete.
So that is the desire that Rukmini had.
A to je tá túžba, ktorú Rukmini mala.
And then Krishna told the Brahmana, he said, yes, I am also in love with Rukmini.
A Krishna, on povedal tomu Brahmanovi, áno, ja tiež milujem Rukmini.
He said, I can't even sleep at night because I'm thinking about it.
On povedal, ja dokonca ani v noci nemôžem spávať, lebo stále na ňu myslím.
Actually, Krishna feels like that about all of us.
Ale v skutočnosti Krishna má takéto pocity vo vzťahu k každému z nás.
This is explained in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
A to je vysvetlené v Brihad Bhagavatamrite.
That Krishna is thinking, how can I somehow arrange that this soul comes back to me?
Že Krishna, on premýšľa, ako môžem nejak zariadiť to, aby táto duša prišla ku mne.
He's missing our association.
Jemu chýba naša spoločnosť.
So then the Brahmana says, whatever you're going to do, you better do it now.
A potom Brahmana hovorí, čokoľvek chceš urobiť, najlepšie urob to hneď.
There's not much time.
Lebo není veľa času.
So they got in a very fast chariot.
Tak oni nasadli na veľmi rýchly koč.
They got to Vidarbha in one night.
A za jednu noc sa dostali do Vidarby.
But Rukmini in that night, she's looking for Krishna.
A Rukmini tú noc hľadala Krishnu.
And she's looking for the Brahmana.
A hľadala toho Brahmanu.
When are they going to come?
Kedy prídu?
It's not, the sun hasn't risen yet.
Slnko ešte nepovstalo.
And really, there wasn't enough time for Krishna to have already gotten there.
A naozaj nebolo čas, aby Krishna ho ešte získal.
But she was so anxious.
Ale ona bola tak dychtivá.
When will Krishna come?
Kedy Krishna príde? Kedy príde?
This is, should be the mood of the devotee.
A toto by mala byť nálada oddaných.
Prabhupada said, just like if you're expecting some guest to come.
Prabhupada hovorí, tak ako keď čakáte nejakého hostia, ktorý má prísť.
When are they coming?
Kedy prídu?
And anytime you hear a little sound.
A každú chvíľku, keď počujete len nejaký malinký zvuk.
Oh, now maybe that's them.
A už je tu.
Prabhupada said, that is the mood of separation.
Takže Prabhupada hovorí, to je nálada odlúčenosti.
I was just this morning listening to Bhaktivinoda Thakur commenting on the 7th verse of the Shikshastika.
Ako toto ráno som počúvala Bhaktivinoda Thakurov komentár na 7. verš Shikshastaky.
And he was saying, we must cultivate this mood of separation.
A on hovoril, my musíme kultivovať túto náladu odlúčenosti.
Not just like, well, yeah, someday Krishna will come.
Nie, že, veď jedného dňa Krišna príde.
I'll just go on with my service.
Ja si budem len tak pokračovať.
So when is Krishna coming?
Kedy Krišna príde?
He's not here yet.
Ešte tu není.
I'm calling him.
Ja ho neustále
And
volám.
He's still not coming.
A stále tu není.
Is he going to come?
Kedy príde?
And then she started thinking, maybe he's not going to come.
A potom si začal myslieť, možno nepríde.
He's found some fault in me.
A on našiel na mne nejakú chybu.
He knew I wasn't qualified.
On vedel, že vie, že nie som kvalifikovaný.
Who can be qualified to marry Krishna?
Takže kto môže byť kvalifikovaný na to, aby si sa oženil s Krishnom?
Maybe it was the demigods.
Takže možno, že to nebol Krishna.
Maybe they stopped Krishna.
Možno polobovia ho zastavili.
Maybe Lord Brahma stopped Krishna.
Možno pán Brahma zastavil Krishnu.
Maybe it was Lord Shiva who stopped Krishna.
Alebo Shiva to bol, kto zastavil Krishnu.
Why should he do that?
A prečo by to urobil?
I'm not very important.
Ja nie som taká dôležitá.
Why would great Shiva be involved in my business?
Prečo by sa veľký Shiva nejak zaplietol do mojich záležitostí?
Shiva's wife.
Musela to byť Shivova žena.
She's called Girija, born of the mountain.
Ona je nazývaná Girija, zrodená z hory.
She can be hard and cold like a mountain.
A ona môže byť taká tvrdá, chladná ako hora.
Maybe I didn't worship her properly.
Možno, že som mu neúctievala dobre.
And she has stopped Krishna.
A ona zastavila Krishnu.
But there's still time.
Ale stále ešte je tu čas.
Maybe Krishna will come.
Možno Krishna predsa príde.
Oh, this is how she was feeling.
Takže to je, aké mala pocity.
So Krishna stayed outside in a garden.
A takže Krishna zostal vonku v záhrade.
And he sent the brahmana to go see her.
A poslal brahmanu, aby ho navštívil.
And she saw the brahmana.
A ona uvidela toho brahmanu.
And the brahmana was smiling.
A brahmana sa smial.
Oh, Krishna said yes.
A Krishna povedal áno.
And she was so happy.
Tak bola tak šťastná.
Okay? So even before perfection, the devotee may get some indication. Yes, Krishna has said yes.
Takže možno ešte aj pre tou dokonalosťou oddaný môže